This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Senator Hillary Clinton began her confirmation hearing today with promises to reinvigorate U.S. diplomacy and partnerships around the world. She's Barack Obama's choice to be Secretary of State, and many expected her encounter today with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to be amiable. Opening statements, however, suggested some concern about potential conflicts of interest due to foreign donations to her husband's charitable foundation. NPR's David Welna is watching the hearings, and he joins us now from Capitol Hill. David, welcome to the program. And what did Senator Hillary Clinton emphasize in her opening statement?
Well, Alex, Senator Clinton spoke more than anything about the primacy of diplomacy as the leading tool of American foreign policy under the incoming Obama administration. And she emphasized that this will be an administration that deals both with friends and with adversaries. This is all really drawing contrasts with the Bush administration's policies. And one of those adversaries would be Iran. And she said new ways to pressure that nation's authorities to head off the development of a nuclear weapon will have to be pursued in concert with other nations, because she said what's been done under the Bush administration clearly has not worked. She foresaw a withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq beginning in June. And she said that some of those being withdrawn would be redeployed to Afghanistan. And she also raised Israel's incursion into Gaza over the past few weeks, which is likely to be among the first crises she'll have to deal with.
The president-elect and I understand and are deeply sympathetic to Israel's desire to defend itself under the current conditions and to be free of shelling by Hamas rockets. However, we have also been reminded of the tragic humanitarian costs of conflict in the Middle East and pained by the suffering of Palestinian and Israeli civilians. This must only increase our determination to seek a just and lasting peace agreement that brings real security to Israel, normal and positive relations with its neighbors, independence, economic progress, and security to the Palestinians in their own state.
David, we mentioned that some of the senators there have expressed concern. What are they saying?
The new chairman of the Foreign Relations Panel is John Kerry, who had hoped to be the nominee for the job that Senator Clinton's being interviewed for today, but of course he didn't get it. But Kerry was very gracious with her, nonetheless, even though he backed Mr. Obama in the primary. And Kerry's big concern when he spoke with her was global climate change and the need for the U.S. to become a leader in finding solutions. There were also questions for Senator Clinton about Afghanistan and whether there will be a full policy review there of where the U.S. is headed in sending more troops to Afghanistan. But perhaps the most uncomfortable issue that's come up for Senator Clinton is her husband's international foundation. And Richard Lugar, who's the ranking Republican on the Foreign Relations Panel, urged that there be no foreign contributions made to former President Clinton's foundation while Senator Clinton is Secretary of State.
The core of the problem is that foreign governments and entities may perceive the Clinton Foundation as a means to gain favor with the Secretary of State.
So how did Hillary Clinton respond to those concerns?
She really hasn't addressed those questions about what's going to happen with her husband's foundation. She did say that there will be a full review of Afghanistan policy. She said that, indeed, the U.S. will pursue a more active role in global climate change. But she said much of what she's going to do is subject to further discussions with allies, with other players in the government. She said we only have one president at a time and we only have one Secretary of State in effect at a time right now. So she actually deferred answering on a lot of these questions.
Based on what we're seeing there today, is there any question whether the committee will recommend confirmation?
I think this is a slam dunk for Senator Clinton. These are her colleagues on a committee that she sat on for years, and they've had nothing but praise for her.
NPR's David Welna, thank you.
You're welcome.